Chapter 22. Shake that booty. Instead of sleeping, I plan and drink instant coffee. Lots of instant coffee. It's no iced caramel macchiato, but it does the trick. I wake Miri up at 7. Here's what we're doing. I am going on the 8:22 train to Port Washington to convince STB to take Dad back. Until then, I'm calling the 108 friends and family members on that email list to tell them that the wedding is back on. Assuming that they're mostly couples, that's 54 phone calls at 40 seconds each. Should take me 36 minutes. Meanwhile, you'll shower and call the hired help beginning at 9. I've allotted you 3 minutes a call to speak to and plead with the 16 essential service people. Altogether, it should take you 48 minutes. Tell them that the wedding is still on. If any of them give you a hard time, call me at Dad's at 10 and I'll start banging on doors. Got it? She jumps out of bed, looking relieved and amazed. Wow, your brain is like a magical calculator. So you'll fix it? I'll try, I say, even though I have no idea how. Maybe math is my superpower. Maybe I'll quiz STB on various equations until she breaks down and forgives him. Nah, I'd be better off threatening to start biting my fingernails. Of course, I still have to find my dad, and no one seems to have a clue where he is. Maybe this isn't such a good idea. Rachel, my mom says, poking her head through the doorway. She's wearing her usual charm of an outfit that's sure to pick up the men. T-shirt, green-striped sleep shorts, and white sweat socks. Can I talk to you girls for a second? We nod, and she sits on Miri's desk. You know I don't believe we should use magic to play with people's emotions. I believe that everyone should be allowed to feel real emotions. Yes, Mom, we know. I glance at my watch. But I think that ST... She clears her throat. Jennifer is probably suffering from some emotional trauma right now, and I feel partly to blame. After all, the powers did come from me. And, Miri, I should have realized that despite your maturity, you're just a child, and that of course you would want to explore and play with your powers. She hands me a spray bottle. That said, I want you to use this on your future stepmother. Huh? You want me to clean her? She shakes her head. Last night, I made a spell for you, and worked a little magic on the wedding band, caterer, and all the non-guest cancellations that took place. Miri claps. My job just got loads easier. Yes, but this doesn't mean I condone the use of magic for any future problems. My mom goes on, wagging her finger at Miri. In fact, I hope this experience has taught you that every spell has a consequence. She closes her eyes for a second, looking pained. I wonder what she's thinking about. In this case, she continues, opening her eyes, we can make an exception. After all, magic got us into this mess. And this will get us out? I ask, pointing at the bottle. It's not complicated, my mom explains. All you have to do is spray it at Jennifer's chest. It's a heart reversal potion. Yes! Miri and I throw our arms around her frail shoulders. You're the best, I tell her. I know, she says, smiling. 54 phone calls, lots of hasty explaining, and one train ride later, I arrive at the house on Long Island. I ring the doorbell and get into firing position. It's freezing. Why is it so cold today? It's already April. I hear footsteps. The door opens. I'm ready to spray. My father and STB are holding hands. Oh, well, hi, I say, for lack of anything better. Hi, honey, my dad says. We made up. So I see. STB, still in her low-cut bathrobe, is smiling broadly. I follow them into the living room and close the door behind me. When did you get here? I ask my dad.
After the show. I spent all night pleading and begging Jennifer to forgive me for my cold feet.
I spot what appear to be at least 10 dozen long-stem red roses in vases on the dining room table. I'm sure those didn't hurt my father's cause either. STV pats my dad's bald spot. The ranting at the rehearsal dinner was a case of temporary insanity.
I should have had a bachelor party to get the craziness out of my system, he jokes.
She casts a warning glance at my father. Don't get any ideas, Daniel. Your bachelor days are over. You'd better be on your best behavior for the rest of your life because you're on permanent probation. He kisses her on the cheek and she blushes. Then she turns back to me. Rachel, don't tell me you've dragged slush in from outside. Has no one ever taught you to take off your shoes before entering someone's house? If I spray this potion all over her exposed cleavage, will her heart get reversed again? Be good, I remind myself, resisting the urge to shoot. STB sighs. We'll have to reschedule the wedding. On Thursday night, I called everyone to cancel. No, I say, banging the spray bottle against the table. You don't! Miri is calling everyone as we speak to tell them it's still on. I knew you two would get back together. Yeah, I just knew. And, I think I'll go, I hold up my spray bottle. Dust! STB looks at my dad and beams. I'm hoping it's because of the wedding and not the cleaning. The next thing I know, the two of them are making out. It's kind of gross, actually. I can see tongue. So I back out of the kitchen and call home to make sure everything is working out as planned. Miri assures me that everyone is back on schedule for tonight. Of course they are. My mom is an awesome spellmaker. To be nice, I start running a bath for Prissy. We've got to get a move on here. And while the tub is filling, I take a deep breath and make a phone call. Tammy's answering machine picks up on the first ring. Hi, it's me, I say. I know you probably hate me for everything I did, and you have every reason to. I've been a crappy friend, and I want to say that I'm sorry. Sorry for what happened at Mix, for blowing you off for Jewel, for everything. You've been a terrific friend from day one, a real friend, and I didn't properly appreciate you until now. Anyway, the wedding is back on, and I'm at my dad's. You don't have to call me back or anything. I know you're busy getting ready for the dance tonight. I hope you and Aaron have a blast. I hang up and hope that one day she'll forgive me. Time to get Prissy ready.
I love baths because they're warm and soft, and I have a bath pillow, and it smells good. And do you like baths, Rachel?
It's the least I can do.
Miri gets to my dad's 2 hours later.
You were right. The phone calls took me exactly 16 minutes. Why can't I have a cool superpower like math?
And then we change into the putrid pink outfits, which are unfortunately ready and waiting for us in our closets.
Can you girls help me?
STB calls from their room. Prissy and Miri jump onto her bed. My dad's in the bathroom shaving. STB is facing the mirror, her back to us. The zipper on the back of her elegant A-line strapless beaded beige dress is undone. Her blonde hair sits in a perfect bun at the nape of her neck.
I'm sorry I didn't make it to your show yesterday, Rachel, she says. I was really looking forward to it, but I couldn't.
Her voice trails off. In the mirror, her cheeks glow and her lips shimmer. I understand, I say, and zip up her dress. And I realize I'm finally ready. Ready to let STB become Jennifer. The ceremony is simple and beautiful.
Except for Prissy picking her nose, Miri going to town on her fingers, and me still looking like Rudolph, the entire service is picture perfect. After marching back up the aisle, I bolt to the bathroom. Too much instant coffee. When I swing open the doors, I see familiar hair and a familiar nose. Tammy, in a long blue satin dress, is washing her hands. My throat tightens,
and I can't speak. I run to the sink and throw my arms around her. I can't believe you're here, I whisper. She hugs me back.
Of course I'm here. It's your dad's wedding.
But I was so horrible.
Yeah, I know. But I remember when my mom was getting married. It's hard. I acted like a nut job, too. I cut all my hair off and hid in the closet.
She shrugs.
Anyway, I remember how it feels.
You're awesome. I will never blow off Tammy again. She is a true friend. Wait a sec. What about Spring Fling? You were so excited that Aaron asked you. I can't believe she'd miss the dance for me.
Actually, she says, blushing, he's here. I figured that maybe Jewel wouldn't be here, and I know you were allowed to invite two friends, so I asked him.
She grimaces.
Uh-oh. Should I not have done that? Did you ask Raph instead?
I laugh, even though hearing his name pinches my heart. No. After last night's disaster, trust me, Raph doesn't want anything to do with me, especially be seen dancing with me. Or take me to a dance. At least I'm not at home watching Star Wars again.
You sure it's all right that Aaron's here?
I give her the scuba okay, and arms linked, we walk back into the reception hall, where the band is playing some cheeseball wedding celebration song. Miri and Prissy are dancing in the middle of the room along with most of the guests.
Come here!
They both shout when they see me. Are they crazy? I'm never dancing again.
Let's boogie,
Tammy says, and waves Aaron over. He looks really cute in his gray suit.
I don't think that's a good idea,
I mumble. And then my dad and Jennifer join the crowd, and suddenly, everyone's shaking and grooving, and I don't really have a choice, do I? So without even a trace of rhythm, and looking as if I'm undergoing shock treatment, I join my friends and family on the dance floor and have a blast.